This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
This is really scary. Harry Styles was in London yesterday and he was held at knife point. He was robbed. He wasn't injured, but he did get all of his cash taken from him. No arrests have been made. Inquiries are ongoing. I wonder how much money Harry Styles carries around.
Yeah, you got to think like a couple G's.
Maybe not, though. I mean, a 26-year-old, smart, talented, sexy.
Okay, yeah.
Where was I going?
I forget.
Me too.
I know something like this, it's hard to find positives with, and you don't even really want to, but there is one. Coronavirus outbreak may lead to lower lobster prices.
What?
The majority of lobster that are fished on the east and west coast in North America are then sent to China. That's where the biggest market is for lobster. Now that people aren't going out, they're not ordering lobster right now in China specifically.
Oh, man, I saw some footage of the streets there.
Yeah.
Ghost town.
Very quiet.
Nobody's leaving their house.
Really careful, yeah. Nobody's getting lobster either. So the price is dropping significantly. And it started in like the Florida area on the West Coast as well, in the Cali area, and it's working its way up. So by, I don't know, probably April, we could see some really low lobster prices.
Every once in a while, I can go for some lobster.
Oh.
With like 15 sticks of butter melted on it.
That's the thing. I'm not sure about lobster. Well, you need garlic butter. Anything that you need to dip in anything isn't, to me, a, like super high quality food.
Did you know that lobster used to be what they fed to prisoners before they realized that it's a luxury food?
Luxury food when it's drenched in butter.
You don't think the prisoners got butter with it?
No.
You think they just ate lobster with no butter?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that is prisoner food.
See? Like, think of anything and then dump hot garlic butter on it and yeah, it's going to be pretty good.
I hate that you're making a valid point. Like, I would never eat a mushroom unless it was smothered in garlic butter.
And then high quality food. So yesterday we got a text that we wanted to touch on from a girl who discovered something about her boyfriend.
Yeah, she was creeping his ex, as all of us eventually do. And she said, we're the same person. Like, we look the same. And I creeped her interests all the same.
No.
And then she asked us, like, should I be offended or am I just his type? And I thought this is a very interesting topic because I don't think you need to think too much about it.
Okay, hold on, though. It depends how specific those interests are. If it's like The Bachelor.
Everyone likes The Bachelor.
Or clothes.
Every girl likes clothes.
See what I'm saying?
So that's just generic, right?
But if it's like
karate.
Sure. Then it's starting to get freaky. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it should be made into a horror movie.
So we wanted to ask our listeners, do all of your exes have something in common, maybe with your current partner as well, just to ease her mind a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've completely shut off the type that you used to date, because that could be the case too.
Like, all of my exes wore bedazzled jeans for a long stretch, and then don't now.
They were the bell-bottom ones from Bootleggers.
Isn't that just because those were in?
I think so. So, what do all of your exes have in common? This text here says they were always brunette and terrible at spelling.
Yes.
Derek wrote in saying they all live in Texas. That's a joke, right?
No, it's a song.
All my exes live in Texas.
Okay, yeah. Sweet song. Is that a chart topper?
I like that I just have that on cue. Hit us up 780-784-7107.
James says they're all crazy. James, come on.
Your exes have anything in common?
Mullets.
Yeah.
A lot of mullets.
They all played right wing.
They all chewed tobacco. Max wrote in saying, I didn't.
You said what?
I don't know. There's a fly in my throat. He said, I didn't realize this until you guys started talking about it. All my exes were very insecure. You're drawn to that, Max. Hit me up. Just kidding.
I figured out that 3 or 4 of my ex-girlfriends are redheads, and now my fiance is a redhead.
And?
And they're a little bit crazy. They're all a little bit crazy.
But you love it.
Yeah, I love it. I bug her so much that she tells me to stop all the time. I'm like, how many souls did you collect this week?
Right? Awesome.
You're kind of on a ginge binge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 fails. A story is going viral about a mom who messed up.
Yeah, so this was on Valentine's Day. She was getting ready for her date with her partner, and they have a little boy, just a baby. And before her date, she wanted to put on a bit of a tan.
Like so a spray?
The rub-on lotion that you can buy with the glove.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I use all the time. Mm-hmm,
no, I actually do use it, and I love it. So she's getting ready for this date. She's prepping it, but then she was interrupted by her hungry baby, so she had to breastfeed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, a busy mom, your mind, you forget about things.
Mm-hmm.
So she's breastfeeding her baby, and then, like, an hour later, he has this Homer Simpson type beard on his face, and it's from her spray tan setting into his chin.
I guess on Valentine's Day you really do put that lotion everywhere where normally you do like neck and arms, right?
Yeah.
And face.
So she said it took her an hour with baby oil, baby wipes to get it off of his chin, and luckily it was a product that was very safe for your skin. Otherwise, she'd be panicking, but, like, she posted this picture of her baby, and, of course, it went viral because it's hilarious and cute. So we wanted to ask you what your spray tan or vacation tan fails are.
What happens sometimes when you tan, you end up with, like, lines down your neck, like white. What I just don't understand the tanning thing.
Are you talking to me specifically?
Yeah, like, I've noticed that you just have, like, white
streaks.
What is that? Because wouldn't that be considered a tan fail?
Yeah. That's from crying when I've cried.
Oh. Good morning. It's Ryder and Lisa. Play 107. We're talking about tan fails. It's 780-784-7107. We got this text that says, I used the Playboy Bunny sticker every time I went tanning for at least 5 years. Fairly embarrassed that I associated myself with a porn mag.
And it was always on the hip. See, I worked in a tanning salon. Flash tan, St. Albert, in my prime. It was
The
best job because it was easy and I was always hungover. And it was just chill. Like, you clean beds. Sell some tanning lotion. Everyone would come in and get a Playboy Bunny sticker. There were other options.
Right.
You could do a star. You could do a heart. You could do a dolphin.
Yeah. I remember, like, if you didn't see a white, untanned Playboy Bunny on a girl,
you're like, who are you?
What?
You're an alien.
Is that? Like,
where's
I remember girls that would, like, go on vacation and come back with one.
Yeah.
They were putting those bad boys on in, like, real sun,
and
too.
You had to show it off, too. Like, it had to be an area of your body where everyone saw it in your tank top, right?
Just peeking out the bunny hole.
Every single time, girls would come in, they'd have their Starbucks, they'd walk through the door with their top bun, and they'd be like, I'll get a Playboy Bunny sticker, 25 cents, please. 25 cents, 20 minutes lay down. Thank you.
If they didn't put it on perfectly straight, you could kind of see, like, where the Playboy Bunny was and where the new one is.
I mean, they were kind of cool. They were cool back then. It was awesome to have the Playboy Bunny sticker, and it just showed you how much your tan was progressing.
As a father now.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
If I saw Bunny. Thank you for listening. We're talking about tan fails at 780-784-7107, whether it's a tanning bed, maybe you were on vacation and you forgot to put lotion on.
Growing up, my two buddies, Eric and Josh, one is like pasty white like me and the other one tans like golden bronze. So they got into an argument about who could get more tan. And Josh, being the pasty white guy, was mad that he couldn't get as tan as Eric. So he's like, I could get as tan as you as I want. And so he covered himself in baby oil and went and laid in the sun all day. He comes back in. He looked like a Neapolitan ice cream bar, like ice cream sandwich. His body hair was so black, and anywhere he took off his shorts and anything was was white, and then everywhere else was just like red, like a lobster. And he was just standing in the kitchen, couldn't even touch him, couldn't even put his shirt on. He hurt so bad. And Eric's like, "Did you learn your lesson now? Like, you're dumb."
Nothing says a battle of masculinity like a tan off.
Oh, man, if you could have seen him, he's like, it was, I swear to God, it was like a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich.
What? I like that. I can see that happening in a bar. Like, you want to settle this outside?
Yeah, I'll meet you on the roof.
They just go stand there? Man, a lot of you have had tan fails. What do you got for us?
My name's Hardeep. I'm calling in regards for that, you're talking about the suntan thing?
Yeah.
I'm an East Indian descent, so I'm brown, right? And I'm married to my wife is white, and I never knew that what a sunblock was until I married her.
What?
The first time I actually, yeah, we actually went to a lake, and all of a sudden I'm like, what are you doing? What are you putting this thing on? She's like, oh, that's sunblock. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, like I can put sunblock on. And I'm like, you white people.
Oh, that was such a good call. Are you still there?
No.
Hello? Call us back.
Please call us. We liked you.
All right, well.
Oh, man.
It's cool. We got another story lined up. What do you got for us?
Did some bodybuilding back in the day, and I'm sure you've seen bodybuilding people in the tans that they get.
Yep.
So, I have a quick question about that. Is that just to show, like, the muscle lines better?
Yeah, because when you get on stage with all the lights, if you don't have that, you don't actually see anything. It's definitely necessary, but it's definitely super gross.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and you do water loading, so you drink a whole bunch of water, and I was walking through the mall with my friend, and I was like, oh my God, I need to pee. I'm going to puke right now. And she was like, well, let's make it to the bathroom. And I did not make it to the bathroom. So not only was I in public when I peed myself a little bit, I wrecked my tan, and I had to go to the tanning lady, and she just kind of like looked at me like,
So you had like white streaks down your legs.
Oh yeah, literally like white streaks all the way down to like my ankles. Because any little like droplet of water ruins the tan.
It sucks when you're competing. Like, you cannot cry. Like, you cannot watch This Is Us.
And you're really hungry, so, like, you want to cry. So it's
mustard dripping down would wreck your tan, too. Oh, terrible life. This is why I don't work out.
Yeah, totally. That's why.
Yeah, that's why I gave up on it, too.
Time for Verbal Diaries, where we share our innermost thoughts. Most of the time, they probably should have stayed as inner thoughts.
Or like in the notes section of our phone, written down in a journal, whatever.
Nope, not here.
Am I alone? Why does it feel like it is the 400th day in a row that I think I'm getting a cold?
Oh, I know.
Why?
Well, you're just getting old.
No, I think it's because I'm around kids more than I ever have been before, and my immune system just is not there.
Mm.
Like, you feel the itchy throat coming on, drink some green tea, and then you're fine again, or one of your nostrils is randomly plugged, and you're like, oh, I'm getting sick, but then you wake up fine the next day.
Let me guess.
What?
You wake up achy with, like, a sore lower back.
Yeah,
like, oh,
the flu.
This is a flu. No, that's just old.
No.
Yeah.
I refuse to admit it.
Old, not cold. That's what I call it. All right, my turn. I need to talk about something. Mm-hmm. I'm all for protecting the environment.
Good.
I really like the move that Sobeys has made to not carry plastic bags anymore, even though I forget my 99-cent ones every time, so now I'm just spending way more on groceries, and I have, like, 12 reusable bags at home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like I said, all for it, except when it comes to straws at the movie theater.
Are they paper straws now?
I experienced my first paper straw yesterday at the movie theater.
Oh.
Listen, I get it at like a fast food joint. I went to Sonic.
Cool.
6 out of 10. At a fast food joint, you're like sucking your Diet Coke dry in 15 seconds.
Your straw disintegrates into the...
Yeah, and it's fine because you're just glugging. But at the movie theater, you're letting that straw simmer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's stewing.
It's like falling apart.
I'm not done my pop often until like 3/4 of the way through the movie.
It's the best part about the movie theater. It's the pop because the fountain pop burns your throat and it burns so good.
Sadly, though my pop lasted 3/4 of the movie, the straw only lasted the first quarter. And then I was just sucking odd wet paper through the hole anyway. It's the one place where they probably should have stayed with plastic.
No.
Thank you. Times that you faked wealth. Maybe it's to end up hanging out with like a ritzy crew at a country club. Or maybe it's to score a date with somebody you thought was out of your league.
Yeah, there was this guy that came over to my house when I still lived with my parents, but my parents were out of town. And like, we were just there for a little bit before we went out to the bar, but he's like, this is a really nice house. Is this yours? And I was like, yeah. And then I had to tell them like later that night, actually, I live with my parents.
Yeah, but wasn't he like on to you because there's like pictures of wildlife everywhere and other parent things?
You know those pictures of like the little kids on farms and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my parents have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he didn't know. He didn't pick up on that.
So you're telling me that's your multicolored teapot that's out on the cupboard.
Wait a minute.
780-784-7107. This after I was talking with a friend over the weekend, and she said that on the second date, the guy showed up in a way worse car. And she's like,
he rented a car for their first date?
No, he borrowed his buddy's sick ride for the first date. And
I'm
then
not
he
mad
thought
at
they,
that.
They clicked well enough that he could be honest.
Yeah.
And then he showed up in a beater the next one.
I like the effort. Nikki texted in saying, I was seeing this guy for a while who would shower me with gifts. It was really nice, but we just fizzled out. When I broke it off, he told me I had to pay him back for the gifts because he couldn't actually afford them. And then Nikki said, I did not.
No.
I did not pay him back.
Could you give the gifts back at least, maybe?
No.
Sell them on Kijiji?
Keep those, Nikki. You deserve them.
What about you?
He took me out to this fancy restaurant and told me I could order anything I wanted. And he ordered steak and lobster, and I thought that sounded pretty good. So the same came time to pay for it, and his card declined.
Yeah, how was that?
So you had to pay for two orders of steak and lobster?
I did. I was not happy.
I bet not, but what was he thinking? Did he think he could sneak it onto his card? Because that's
probably
actually fairly romantic.
Yep.
If you're like on
making
your
room.
If you're on your last leg and you're like, I want you to have lobster too. What a
gentleman.
Yeah, you let
give
that
him
one
a chance.
You let that one slip away.
California. Ryder and Lisa, play 107.